Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As the Massachusetts legislature considers reforming the state's gun control laws, policymakers are examining the authority that local police chiefs exercise over gun permits. While some lawmakers want to expand local control, the courts are raising new legal questions about whether police decisions are too arbitrary or even unconstitutional. WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
David Martineau is deputy chief at the police department in the small southeastern Mass town of Avon. He says there are some basics to get an unrestricted Class A license to carry a gun in his community. You have to complete a certified gun safety course. Also, he needs you to pay a $100 fee, provide fingerprints, and two letters of reference.
Just that you're a stand-up guy and that they have no reservations about, you know, you having a gun.
An unrestricted Class A license is the broadest of three types available under state law. It allows a resident to carry a concealed weapon, such as a rifle, shotgun, or a high-capacity handgun. State and federal law can bar firearm ownership on several grounds. Those exclusions include, for instance, any conviction on charges that carry maximum penalties of 2 years in jail or more, or an involuntary commitment for mental illness. But other than the specific statutory prohibitions, Martineau says, determination of an Avon resident's suitability to own a handgun is really his call.
I'm pretty lenient. You know, I mean, I figure statutorily, if you're allowed to have it, who am I?
If there are doubts about someone's history, however, licensing authorities such as Martineau may consult arresting officers, victims, or family and friends.
I mean, the domestic abuse. You know, if I get the reports and I read that, you know, you smacked your lady around or whatever and she refused to testify, which happens a lot of times, then I might preclude you from getting it.
There are wide differences in the way local police handle the suitability determinations. Some departments don't make any checks beyond the statutory prohibitions. Others won't even consider an unrestricted license for a first-time gun owner. Lieutenant John McDonough oversees the Boston Police Department's licensing authority. He says his department is one of only a few in the state that require an applicant to pass a live fire test.
A lot of first-time applicants, they come, they sit for the process, they go through it, and then they don't go to the range. And that's probably the overwhelming reason why we deny folks.
Denials that wouldn't happen in most other Massachusetts jurisdictions, which do not require the live fire test. Now, a special gun control task force appointed by House Speaker Robert DeLeo wants to provide more uniformity in the way suitability decisions are made. The group is proposing a special panel of police chiefs and regulators to come up with new standards. That doesn't sit well with the Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts. The NRA affiliate doesn't like the police authority over suitability in the first place, but its executive director, Jim Wallace, doesn't like the new panel either.
Some chiefs put roadblocks in front of you on purpose, knowing you can't get over those hurdles to get your unrestricted license. So we're asking people who have abused the system to actually come up with definitions, and I think that's a completely backwards way of looking at things.
Even the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association acknowledges that suitability can be a moving target.
Suitability is not well-defined in the statute.
Jack Collins is the group's legal counsel. Most license denials, he says, are legitimate responses to a local chief's detailed knowledge of his or her own community and the circumstances which might make someone a poor choice for gun ownership. But, he says,
some people have had ideas about suitability that, quite frankly, are a little less defensible than others. So working over the years with the legislature, we've gotten the message that if we don't keep people in line, if they don't use some common sense on suitability, then the legislature might take it away.
Or maybe the courts will. In late January, a Superior Court judge ordered New Bedford's police chief to issue a license to carry to a man the chief had determined unsuitable. In the 1980s, as an anti-abortion activist, Jonathan Hill's record included a string of misdemeanor civil disobedience arrests and an assault and battery charge that was later dismissed. Today, Hill is a business owner, and he says he needs a gun to protect his laundromat, where there's been an armed robbery and a stabbing.
We have near the laundromat, cab driver was pulled out of his cab and was stabbed and robbed. So it is a high crime area, and you know, I would like the option to carry a gun just for deterrence, primarily. I really don't want to have to hurt anyone to use it, actually, but you know, you do what you have to do.
Hill challenged the license denial in light of a 2008 U.S. Supreme Court decision, District of Columbia versus Heller, which established an individual's right to bear arms in cases of confrontation. Superior Court Judge Richard T. Moses relied on state law, though, when he found that the license denial was arbitrary, and he ordered the police chief to issue the permit. Still, Judge Moses also repeatedly referenced that federal Heller decision, and Chiefs of Police Association counsel Jack Collins says that might be a signal that the issue isn't decided.
So unless they've got a mental health problem or a criminal conviction that bars them, the judge is speculating, and he might be right, that Massachusetts no longer can impose suitability as a standard. That's a possibility. He's right about that.
Police officers such as McDonough and Martineau say they hope it doesn't come to that. It's unclear when the next test may come. New Bedford did not submit an appeal by yesterday's deadline, but a gun rights group called COM2A, which helped Hill in his case, is assisting in several federal suits that challenge the constitutionality of Massachusetts license to carry laws. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.